Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that you were able to find time in your schedule to spend these next few minutes together with me. Well, with the Lord's help, we will conclude a message I began a few days ago, which I've entitled Taking Hold of the Scarlet Thread. And we were looking at that narrative in Scripture, the second chapter of the book of Joshua, which describes the saving of Rahab and her entire household, her family, because she believed in the God of Israel. She was willing to protect and hide the two spies that Joshua had sent in to spy out the land, to check out Jericho. And as a result, because of her willingness to protect them, and because of her belief in the reports that she had heard about the God of Israel, she was willing to place her trust in Him. And beloved, God is saying to us today, if we only have ears to hear, He's saying, just as I saved Israel, just as I delivered them and brought them through the rivers of Jordan, so I shall deliver you. Beloved, it's here for you and I. Come and dine. Come and receive. Let that scarlet thread hang down, and you will see that you are protected, saved, and delivered because of the power in the blood of Jesus. Notice the children of Israel not only had the walls of Jericho to contend with, that was one thing, but they also, which was a highly fortified city, they also had the River Jordan that at that particular season and time had overflowed its banks. And it was dangerous and it was deep and it was no small thing to cross over when the waters were so full and flowing. But notice that the children of Israel were willing to hear what Joshua was saying. God spoke to Joshua. He said, "This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all of Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." Beloved, we can see victory on the other side of Jordan. We can see those large fortified cities, as it were, those mountains that stand before us, whatever it is, healing that's needed, blessing and promises fulfilled in our lives. But there seems to be a river of opposition that lies between us that would keep us from obtaining the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives. God promised ancient Israel, He said, "I'm going to take you to a land flowing with milk and honey." And we know that all the exceeding great and precious promises given to us under the new covenant is that spiritual land of Canaan, if you will. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Joshua, the third chapter, verses 7 through 17. Well, let's start with verse 8. "And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither, hear the words of the Lord your God. He continued, Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into the Jordan." And verse 13, "It shall come to pass that as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, Jordan that for Jordan overfloweth all its banks at that time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam that is beside Zaretan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. When God speaks, he means it. And beloved, he's given us his word. He means everything that he has said, everything he has promised in his word, and he's faithful to fulfill it. He will do it. We only have to take hold of that scarlet thread, and we will be saved. Not just our soul salvation, but whatever the difficulty, whatever the mountain, whatever the valley, Jesus means salvation. And beloved, that scarlet thread, that precious blood of Jesus is stronger than the overflowing rivers. That scarlet thread is stronger than the walls of stone or gates of iron. Rahab joined her family as well as herself to God's people, and it was that scarlet thread that held them together. Beloved, that's symbolic, a prophetic significance of the very blood of Jesus. And what does this say? It foreshadows the coming together of one new man, the Jews and the Gentiles together. In Jesus, there's neither male nor female, Jew nor Greek. We are all one in Christ Jesus as new creatures. Millions may know there's a Savior, but beloved, that's not enough. They may have heard that Jesus saved, but they still could be lost, because the thing they have to do is not only hear about it, not only believe, but by faith they have to take hold of that scarlet thread. The children of God may know that God is able, but beloved, that's not enough. Rahab could have despaired. She could have started thinking to herself that they really wouldn't save her. They wouldn't spare her loved ones. That hanging, that piece of scarlet cord over the wall when the army of Israel started coming into Jericho, I mean, in the natural, was really foolish. She could have doubted. She could have disobeyed. She could have been fearful and said, oh, someone might see. But she didn't. She followed through courageously in faith to what they instructed her to do. And because she held on in faith, because she didn't disobey, she was spared. She stood alone in terms of all the inhabitants of that city, except for her loved ones that heard her word and came to her. But she stood in faith. And it's so easy to believe what everybody else believes. It's so easy to follow the crowd. They felt impregnable. That was a highly fortified city. Those walls were extremely thick. I understand you could drive a chariot across the top of them. But beloved, this is the kind of faith that God wants his people to have. Let's turn to Joshua, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 22 through 25. But Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house, and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was therein, only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron, they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And verse 25, and Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had. And listen to this, she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. Praise God. Beloved, there are so many today that have such a small idea of Christianity. They do not understand the powerful, beautiful message, the good news that the angels announced to the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks at night. They don't understand it. they have such a small idea of God. But God wants to remove from his people those small ideas, those little visions. And let's get a vision of Jesus. Let's get a vision of this omnipotent, all-powerful God we're serving. And let us see the whole world as the harvest field of God. Beloved, he is wanting to stir our faith. This simple message from the book of Joshua speaks of the faith of an insignificant woman who was later counted among the heroes of faith, who was significant in the very heritage and lineage of Jesus Christ. She was nothing in terms of her circumstances, in terms of her station in life, but she had an opportunity. She heard about the God of Israel, and she had a choice. And beloved, she made the right choice. Beloved, it behooves us as God's people to share this wonderful news, this gospel of the kingdom, this good news, good tidings unto all men, which shall be to all people, beloved, that God is a merciful, loving God, and he wants us to save. He's wanting us to believe. He's wanting us to receive. He's wanting us to not only take hold of that scarlet thread, but he wants us to hang it out over the wall, if you will, so others can see it too and be saved. Praise God. Beloved, it's been a joy to share this message, simple message with you, but I pray that your heart's been stirred, that scarlet thread, which was prophetically representative of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, the blood has not lost its power. Amen. It still says to the uttermost, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Those old blood choruses we used to sing, beloved, there was truth in all of them. The blood of Jesus Christ saves to the uttermost. I invite you, beloved, to write and share your needs. You may have loved ones who need their hearts softened to the message of the gospel. And so I ask you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. It's been a joy to share this time with you. I invite you to tune in next time. And until then, I want you to know I love you, and I'm grateful for your prayer support, as well as whatever you can do financially to help us remain on this station. God bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.